Join us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Not the tail, not beneath, above only, first and not last. Now, I already told you, he told them, listen, there's a whole lot that you will face because there are nations more numerous, more mighty than you. But I gave you promise. I will go before you. I will fight the battles. All I need is a willing heart. All I need is somebody say, yes, Lord. Somebody shout, yes, Lord. So there's an eighth kingdom, the kingdom of God. Now let me remind you, in Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. Amen. You're not going to see it with these carnal, natural eyes, Mr. Pharisees. Neither shall they say, here it is, or there it is, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you, among you, in you. Tell somebody it's in you. Now, this is so vital to the establishing of this eighth kingdom, because we must first, the first realm of dominion that we must realize is the dominion or the realm of the kingdom within us. Amen. The first realm of dominion must be realized in yourself. Then it will expand to include these other domains or kingdoms. If you don't locate yourself in the kingdom, I'm talking about the lane you're supposed to run in. See, everyone has boundaries and borders, graces to operate in. You are graced for something. And it's important that you realize that dominion on the inside of you. Amen. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. That'll make your life a wreck. Ain't that how the song go? Them Joneses will wreck your life. Trying to keep up with them. Comparing, competing, envying, striving. Stop it. Cut it out. That's carnal. You must realize and be subjected to the kingdom of God within you first. You got to come to the realization, Lord, if you never bless me again, you've already blessed me enough. If you don't deliver us from this fire, Lord, we all right with that. We know you can, but if you choose not to, we're not going to budge. You got to realize the kingdom within you first. Once you realize that, see, within you, and we've talked about this before, the word within is the word entos. The kingdom is within you. Entos, it means position in place, time, or state. It also means an instrumentality. That kingdom in you is an instrument. You know, doctors need instruments to operate with. That kingdom in you, if you're confused about it, if you don't understand it, if you've not found your position in it, how can you become an instrument to expand it without? How can you determine to take some of these other mountains? You know I'm blessed when I see in some of these different mountains, like, say, government or entertainment, where people get an Oscar. First thing they say is, you know, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For without him, I wouldn't be here. And I'm not talking about, you know, testimonies. Because you got a lot of folk talking about God that don't know God. I'm talking about people that know the Lord for real. And have a life that follows, a lifestyle that follows at the top of mountains. See, God wants these mountains back. And the kingdom, or the eighth mountain, is going to ultimately reach the top of all the mountains. Amen. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Now understand, we've talked about this before, the kingdom of God is an instrument. It's a weapon, it's a lot of things, and it dictates a time, place, and position within you, which reflects the dominion that God has given you. Yeah. Now, if you're just going around timid and afraid, you know, of any type of confrontation, or you just don't want to cause any waves, and you just don't want to get in trouble, and you don't want people not to like you, and you know, just all okay. You haven't Amen. Discovered Amen. The kingdom of God within you. Amen. Cause see, sometimes you're gonna be despised just because you love the Lord. Amen. If they hated a green tree, what they gonna do with the brown tree? If they persecuted the green tree, what are they gonna do with the brown tree? It's the same thing. Not everyone, but you know, you're not out to be a man pleaser. Amen. To get along with everybody. You're not out there starting no trouble. And, you know, but understand something. The reality is, once you locate yourself in the kingdom, you become a threat to every other kingdom. People in positions, amen. Demons in positions. You become a threat everywhere you go. That's why you have to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And understand that angels are encamped round about you. You got to know these things, not be guessing about these things, not be afraid of these things, but know that God has gone before you to fight a battle. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith. Not by sight. You got to know these things. Every time you lay your head down, you may not have got everything right that day, but when you lay your head down, God is not a man. Thank God he don't throw you under the bus or forsake you. He said, I'll never leave you. Amen. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Neither will I fail you. All he needs is faith. That's the currency. That's how we barter in the kingdom, in the spirit realm. Faith. So, let me say it again. The kingdom of God is an instrument. It dictates. It doesn't negotiate. It doesn't compromise. It's not here to take prisoners. It dictates a time, place, and position within you, which reflects the dominion that God has given you. If we don't have adequate knowledge of this, we won't function in life properly. We'll be the punching bag. We'll be the brunt of the jokes. We'll be the ones that's always pushed around. Somebody say, well, I thought you was a Christian. Well, okay. You'll back down and be a testimony. Amen. Thinking it's the right thing to do. No, forget that. Yeah, I'm a Christian. That what you want to call me? No, I'm a saint. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm a saint. I I was a sinner. I know that's a lot. There's a lot of controversy with that. But the Bible calls us saints. Amen. And that don't mean that you do everything right. But we are called saints by God himself. Jesus calls us the saints, not sinners. There's a distinct difference. The Bible says God doesn't hear sinners pray. Lest they pray with a heart toward him. But he said his ear is open to the cry of the righteous. So Daniel chapter 2 verse 44. We got to have knowledge of this. Otherwise we won't function in this life properly. Amen. Going around, you know, just a nobody. And you ain't telling everybody. You ain't telling nobody. You're nobody telling nobody. Amen. About nobody that can save nobody. Because you're nobody, or you think you're nobody, but you're a child of God. Amen. You better let the devil know he's a lie. Amen. Amen. Put your foot down and stand up and see what God. So God has gone before you, but he needs you to follow him. Amen. Amen. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings, these seven mountains or these seven kingdoms, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. That will be us, the church. Which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Amen. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. Now I call this the eighth kingdom because eight, as we read in Isaiah 43, God is doing a new thing. Eight is the number of new beginnings, right? Let's take a quick walk through his story. Eight is the number of new beginnings. Eight is the number of transition to new order. Remember the ark? Amen. There were eight people saved. Eight is the end of old beginning, is the end of the old and the beginning of the new. Another one, God created for 6 days, rested on the seventh day. And the eighth day was new beginnings. Under law, the Jews met on the seventh day. The church age, saints meet on the eighth day or the first day of the week. Amen. David was the eighth son of Jesse. He established a new order of worship, the Tabernacle of David. Seven colors are in a rainbow spectrum. Eight begins a new spectrum. Amen. Eighth note on a piano begins a new octave. And these musicians could tell you that better than me. But the eighth note on a piano begins a new octave. Eight, always a number of new beginnings. Jewish boys, when they were born, They were circumcised on the eighth day that represented covenant and a new life.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.